Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that opera music and a little Monday, you know it's time for Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm Ballinger is here bright and early on Monday morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Great. Thank you.
It's that time of year. I can feel it now, the heat. I know it's summertime. Fourth of July week. It seems like everyone except me is off this week. Have you noticed that? People taking vacations?
I noticed the traffic was a little light.
Yeah, very light.
Around town, yes.
Very light. So, you got any big plans for the 4th?
Well, actually, we're just talking about... I normally go to a friend's house, but they're not going to do it this year. And so Carrie said to me on Saturday, what are we going to do for July 4th?
I know. This is a big one.
I think we're going to go to the amphitheater, the symphony fireworks show.
Well, I actually have Maestro Rubart's going to come on the show in the next half hour to talk about that.
Okay.
So I'm very excited to have him to find out all the details of everything.
Yes.
I believe it starts at 7. Going to be at the Hunter Amphitheater right next door to the Wahoo Stadium.
I think I'm going to take my picnic chair.
Yeah. Well, what a perfect spot to see the fireworks.
Yes.
Gosh, yes, I can't get much better than that because they're going to be right off the sound there.
But if you are going... Excuse me. Make sure you cover up well because the sun is going to be pretty fierce at 7 p.m.
Well, I've already mentioned bring lots of water. Whatever you're doing that day, bring
lots
of water,
water
so
you
don't get dehydrated because it is going to be hot.
Yes.
hot. Yeah. Maybe you should take this week and sort of, you know how they do in, I don't know, in the TV shows, you see they acclimate themselves, you know, for a week before they go on these big adventures. Maybe you need to sit outside for a couple hours in the heat just to
get
used to it.
I played golf yesterday in that heat, so I'm pretty well acclimatized.
I bet that was tough. It was hot yesterday.
It was hot, yes.
How early do you start?
Well, fortunately, we started a little earlier at 7 a.m., so we were done by 10:30.
I bet it was hot.
And it was the last half hour or so, it got a little sticky.
Toasty,
yeah. but often, we normally start around 7:30 and sometimes don't get finished until 11:30 or 12, and then the sun really beats down.
Absolutely.
But I've taken to wearing a wide-brim hat
there
on advice
go.
Of my dermatologist.
Yep, I have to wear them now, too.
Who said, I'm sick of burning stuff off your face. Will you please wear it?
I can relate to that. I've had a couple myself this year. I'm not excited about it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the damage was done about 30 years ago, I think. I was one of the kids with the baby oil iodine on the roof with a tinfoil under my chin so I could get sun on my face.
Well,
how crazy is that?
Back in the day, of course, it was cool to have a tan. And you sat by the pool. And
baby oil?
Yeah.
Hawaiian Tropic. Zeros. Nobody had even heard of SPF anything, I don't think. And now we're so... I think my dermatologist said I needed to be using between 50 and 70. I said, 50? Why do we even go out in the sun then? He said, no, it's stronger.
Well, I've been using 100.
What?
Yeah.
There is 100?
Yeah, there's 100.
Wow. So it's a total block? Do you get any color with that?
No.
Okay.
No, it completely protects. But forehead and temples and et cetera.
My nose was always the one. I was always one of those kids that had the zinc oxide on my nose. Have you ever seen them with the white?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I was one of those. My nose would get like a little pumpkin every summer. I'd get that little red spot right on the tip of my nose.
Well, when you have a prominent nose as I do, that's the first thing that catches us.
Apparently, yes. That's so funny. That's awesome. But now I'm curious now because it's such a was not so much maybe anymore, but was such a thing in America to have that golden tan to, you know, all that kind of stuff. Is that true in England? Because
yes.
I always think of England as being a rainy, you know, rainy London fog. And
well, wanting the tan and actually acquiring it were two different things.
Oh, okay.
Now it could get, of course. In England, you're Northern European, so very pale, light skin.
Because I heard they're having a hot summer now.
Which is
unusual.
Yes, very unusual. I remember as a kid and teenager that we would go. The only real time that you spent in the summer was when you went on holiday in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time we went down to Kent and sat on the beach, pebbly beach, not like
pebbly,
not like
no
Pensacola
sand.
Beach.
That's weird.
Not much sand, and what there was a dirty.
It's a
color.
Rocky beach. Oh,
yeah,
how weird!
Rocky.
Never thought about it.
And I had to drive back up to Derby, where I lived at the time, and I couldn't move my legs. I was so burnt.
No kidding.
And my back, and so I didn't do it much after that. But until I did work summers outside, and often got too burnt, and it ultimately led to melanoma. I've had several removed.
Oh,
so just to, don't want to freak everybody out, but just a warning.
Well, now, no.
You don't pay the price immediately. It takes several years, and now I'm at the point where I have to go at least every year and be checked out for those melanomas.
Well, now I'm getting the freckles. They're popping up, and I said to my dermatologist, I'm not in the sun anymore. Were you in the sun before? Yes.
Well, freckles are cute.
No, not these freckles. They might have been cute when you're 10. As you get older, they're not so cute.
Yeah.
So just where we were talking about the 4th and people being out and about, so definitely pack the sunscreen. Really good advice, Malcolm.
Yes.
Definitely pack the sunscreen and water. Not just beer and drinks and all that other water.
Well, beer is the drink of choice, but of course it's not a good thing to do unless you drink lots of water.
Yeah, it'll dehydrate you.
Yes, exactly.
So you can do both.
Yes.
Try to do both. Try to stay healthy. Want everybody to survive this weekend.
I shall be good. I shall sit. I shall wear a big old sun hat and drink lots of water.
There you go.
Because Kerry will be there to prompt me anyway. So if I. But there will be a couple of beers in the cooler, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. Well, you got to have a little fun. Celebrate.
Yeah, you got to toast.
Oh, yeah. Toast
July 4th.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a fun weekend. There's so many festivities going on. And we were talking just before you got here with our friends from Pensacola Young Professionals. Mm. They're putting it on with the Chamber and fireworks Saturday night at 9. There's going to be a simultaneous fireworks on the beach at the same time. So you can watch from both places if you want to. I understand there's going to be a big, big fireworks 4th of July bash on Friday over on the beach as well. And you've got the symphony Saturday. There's so much going on.
You know, I hadn't thought about July 4th. Got a lot of other things going until very recently, but the question just came in my mind, are they going to use actual fireworks or drone
at the beach?
At the beach.
I believe it's the fireworks.
Fireworks.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not on the inside scoop, but I think it's the fireworks on Saturday
and
night.
And on Bayfront, that is
fireworks.
Fireworks,
yes. Okay. It was over in the other county, Walton County, they were doing a drone. Fort Walton Beach was doing a drone and fireworks, I believe. And that was last week, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The drones are very popular right now, but I think for this celebration, I think they're going traditional with the big fireworks, working with pyro shows. One of our listeners just texted in. Bruce says, don't forget to put sunscreen on the tops of your feet.
Oh,
this happened to me last month at Melbourne Beach, and he said, I use 100 SPF everywhere else. So, yeah. He showed a picture of a sunburned foot.
Ooh.
I've had that happen. And the back, top of your ears, that's a spot also.
Yes, that is where I had the worst problem, because when you wear a baseball hat, your ears are exposed.
Correct, and you don't think to put sunscreen there. Mm. All right, these are insider tips for people that live here in Pensacola and spend our time in the sun, especially folks listening that are driving in this morning. We're trying to help you out.
We talked a moment ago about it, England, and actually as I was driving in listening to your show, I was thinking about bonfire night in England and fireworks.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and find out about bonfire night.
Bonfire night.
In England. Ooh, that's worth coming back for. We'll be right back on News Radio 92.3. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, talking a little bit about fireworks celebrations and a little bit about how they do it in England. So you were talking about a bonfire?
Well, I was going to lead into the safety aspect of it.
Ah, okay.
In I think it was 1660. Not sure of the year.
How old were you then?
Just a little while ago. Guy Fawkes.
1660.
Yes.
Gee, that makes our 250th look like.
It was during the reign of King James I, so it would be. It was in that time frame anyway.
Okay. I'll trust you on this.
As Prince Charles said, speaking to Congress in England just the other day.
Yes, right.
Well, he put a load of gunpowder under Parliament, but unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you look at it, he got discovered.
Oh.
And all of the conspirators were.
They were going to blow up Parliament?
They were going to blow up Parliament with the king and all of the peers and MPs and everything.
Just
blow the whole thing up.
Wow.
Life would have been pretty different if that had happened.
I guess so.
Fortunately, again, or unfortunately, depending on your point of view.
Yeah. Wow.
He was discovered. Well, ever since, on the 5th of November, people, I'm not sure if celebrate is the right word, mm-hmm. but have a bonfire.
Commemorate, maybe?
Commemorate. That's a good word. Thank you. Commemorate with a bonfire and fireworks.
No kidding. And that's on November 5th.
Yes. There is a poem, Remember the 5th of November, Gunpowder, Plot and Treason. I think is very similar to that anyway.
Huh.
And anyway, the point I was going to make, long way to get there, is that every year there were so many people hurt. Mm. You know, fingers burned off with, fireworks going off in people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital's just staffed up for that night. So the point I was getting to is, please, if you must have fireworks, be really careful.
Yeah. Every year you hear horror stories about that.
Yes.
You really do. And so especially with the younger kids, little boys in particular, the intrigue of blowing stuff up, it's like they just want to hear that crackling, popping noise.
Yeah. I think surely take the family. And go to the amphitheater or on Bayfront or wherever is a good vantage point and watch somebody else light the fireworks. It's a lot easier, a lot less expensive, and a lot safer for the family.
That's true, because it is free. It doesn't cost you anything to go down there. And again, I would just remind everybody to not do the sparklers. The sparklers themselves aren't so bad, but when you throw them on the ground and those hot sticks are like hot wire.
Yeah.
And I've stepped on one of those once, and that is not good.
The worst accidents happen when somebody would light a firework and retire. It says on the thing, light and retire. It says on the back of the firework. And, you know, nothing happens.
Right.
So people would walk over and take a look, and then all of a sudden, whoosh.
Yeah, that's not
eyes,
good.
Eyes, face, arms.
Yeah, hands. It's not good. Yeah, let the professionals do it.
Yes.
As tempting as it is, let the pros do it.
Let the pros do it.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so somebody just texted in, a little history buff. It's called the Guy Fawkes Gunpowder Plot of 1605.
Oh, 1605. I was only 50 years out. Yes, thank you.
See, there you go. I love that. That's awesome. Thank you for sending that in.
Yes. That still celebrated.
Great. That's wild. Yeah, that's really funny. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, July 4th, the celebration of independence stuff, I can understand. I'm not sure why we celebrate somebody trying to blow up the Houses of Parliament.
Well, it's England. What else have you got to celebrate?
Thank you very much.
I had to do a little, patriotic zinger there. What can I say?
Yeah.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a comment or question, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. Malcolm is here with us every Monday morning to get the week started. And with his sense of humor and great stories, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And, we're here to talk about his publications, and you can find out, what's going on and what is happening just by checking out their publications like Downtown Crowd. Comes out every month, and they have all the events listed there. Pensacola Magazine as well has just come out with their edition. And the guy that sent in the guy, thank you, Tom. Tom was the one that sent in the Guy Fawkes update for 1605. And
I shall remember 1605.
1605. Okay. So
while we talk about the magazine, just a quick mention that the August edition of Pensacola Magazine is the Parade of Homes special edition.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Which is not that far away.
That's right.
And it's always our biggest edition of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of floor plans and ideas about homes and renovations and decor. Yes.
That's great. Well, and I'm excited because in just a couple of weeks we're going to have, less than a week probably, right? The new July issue, the pet issue.
Yeah, yes.
So we had talked many times about the pet photo contest, and it sounds like you got a winner for the cover. Is that true?
We do.
You do. Oh, you should see the look in his face.
I was trying to think of a way to give clues without giving it away. So maybe I just shouldn't give any.
Okay.
But it's a really creative picture.
Okay. I'll trust you on that.
No, I better not say anymore.
Don't say anymore. But we'll look forward to it. About when will that hit the newsstands, do you think? July 1st is this week?
It's hopefully it'll be later this week or early next week.
Okay, I just got a great text. this is from, it looks like from Carol, yes. Carol says, my English husband calls 4th of July Ungrateful Colonist Day. That's great. Ungrateful Colonist Day. Touche. That's awesome. Yeah, well, it must be kind of weird for you, isn't it, a little bit? You're an American citizen now, but I mean.
Well, you know, I was also thinking, I did a lot of thinking as I drove up the freeway listening to you. And I came to the U.S. when I was 29.
Wow.
So I've lived many more years, I'm not going to say how many, in the U.S. than I did. So I feel more English, more American than English.
Interesting. Yeah, well, I can understand that.
Although, I mean, obviously upbringing and those things.
Sure.
But, I mean, my whole way of life, my kids, my grandkids.
Yeah.
I just feel more American.
I love that.
So I'm celebrating. So, you know, this, I guess, positive way to look at it is, had there not been the revolution, then I wouldn't be here now, probably.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Well, thank you.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. This is Pep Talk, Vince Scola's expert panel. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's 4th of July week, getting ready for a fun week of festivities all throughout the Pensacola area. Malcolm Ballinger is here. We've been talking about some of the festivities coming up. And Malcolm, what's the latest on downtown? You're always keeping us abreast of things that are happening and not happening.
Well, I'll give the weekly post office
I need to come up with an intro for this. The latest update on the Pensacola post office.
The update is there is no update.
Oh, no.
I walked by a couple of times, and I thought I saw a van of workmen, but I don't think they were actually in the post office. So I don't think anything has happened. Maybe there's some things that I couldn't see.
Okay.
But clearly they're not close to open.
Not yet.
Which I'm a little disappointed about, as you know.
Well, we've been checking in with you weekly on this for quite some time. So I guess we'll check in again next week and see if maybe July will bring better news.
I'm sure eventually it will open. I won't say too much more.
Okay. Be nice. I
better not put my foot in it, as they say.
That's okay. We all have our concerns in life.
Yeah. I've often said, a vibrant downtown needs a post office. Yes, I understand all of the logistics and stuff. But anyway, they've made the decision. It's almost done. Let's just complete it. Let's get
it done.
Going.
All right, because we know one person in this community will be so happy when it's finally open.
I can walk across the street to the post office. See? From my office.
There you go.
And Palafox Street, of course, is still looking great.
Looking good.
Over July 4th, take a stroll downtown.
I understand there's going to be lots of festivities the whole weekend, lots of things to do, so take advantage.
Yes.
All right, sir. Well, if I don't see you before
happy 4th. And happy 4th to all of our listeners.
All right. Thanks, everybody. This
Thank
is
you.
Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We'll be back. Peter Rupert, the maestro at Pensacola Symphony, is going to join us. Tell us about what's happening on Saturday. We'll be right back.